Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们今天在这里再一次的聚集，寻求他的恩典和怜悯。
Thanks to God's grace, and then we get together and worship Him. It's God's grace.
在我们开始前面，我们一起低头有个祷告。
Let's pray before meeting.
主，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thanks to you.
主，我们靠着你的宝血来到圣宝座前。
We come to you throne because your precious blood.
所以我们在这里虽然在座的弟兄姊妹不多
So we got some brothers and sisters getting together
但是我们祈求你的同在
We praise you being with us
主啊求你降卑你的自己将你的同在赏赐给我们
God please give your presence to us
也打开我们里边信心的眼睛
Open our heart in faith
知道说主你今天就在我们中间
And let us know, God, you're with us.
我们实在求圣灵在这里来对我们的心说话。
God, we made your Holy Spirit talk to us, speak to us.
除去一切出于肉体的，出于人的。
Just take away all things from our own and our old flesh.
但愿我们的眼睛单单只仰望你。
Let us eyes focus on you.
也求主加添我们的力量，无论是讲的、听的和翻译的，都同受益灵。
God, please give our strength, and then we, your Holy Spirit work in the speakers and translators, and then listeners.
主啊，求你怜悯我。
God, please mess on me.
怜悯我们在座的每一位。
Please, you mercy on everyone in this meeting.
我们仰望你的恩典和怜悯。
We pray for you grace and then your mercy.
愿你的名在这里被高举。
May your names arising here.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名求。
In our precious name in Jesus.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
如果大家还记得上个主日一周弟兄在这里跟我们分享的信息
So if you still remember last week our brother Yichu shared the message to us
我记得他向我们提出一个挑战说你有没有真的认识耶稣
So he gave us a challenge and then he asking us Are you really know God?
请大家注意我们这里不是说你是不是认识真神
So
我们说你是不是真的认识神
So he has said, you know, saying you know the true God, but we're saying you truly know God.
我想换句话说，就是我们有没有真正在主里面成长。
So the other way we make it clear is saying, are you really grow in Christ?
我相信大部分在座的弟兄姊妹都是重生得救的基督徒，我们都已经得救了，感谢主。
So I believe most of us are getting meeting here. We are born in Christ already.
但是主应许说，他赐给我们生命，并且使得我们得的更丰盛。
So our Lord promised us they will give us life, and then the life is abundant life.
圣灵在这里对我们是有要求的。
So the Holy Spirit will have a request us.
我们需要更多的经历他。更多的认识这一位真神。
So we need to more experience our Lord, more experience our Jesus.
所以藉着最近一段时间在主面前一些的学习，我里边一直有一个负担，我很想讲一讲我们如何来处风浪。
So in these days, I get a burden in my heart. I just want to share how to experience the storm.
我们是生活在一个牛奶与蜜的国家。
We are living in a country, it's a very good country.
很多弟兄姊妹会觉得我们这里没有风浪，我们很好。
So a lot of brothers and sisters were thinking, we are good. We have a stable life. We don't have any trouble.
如果你没有经历风浪，我们感谢神。
If you haven't experienced any storm, we give thanks to God.
但是如果我们有一次，神带领我们进入一个特别的环境，有一些是我们无法招架住的那些风浪，弟兄姊妹，我们要问我们怎么办
？So if we have experienced a trouble or any difficulty, we're just asking, what can we do?
我们真的求圣灵在这里说话。
We just made the Holy Spirit talk to us.
我想我们中国人都很熟悉这一句话。当一个人要远行的时候，我们常常会跟他说：“你一路顺风，一路顺风，或者你一路平安。”
So in Chinese, we have a saying. I would talk to people if they going on a long journey, and we would say, "I wish you a safe journey."
因为我们中国人太明白这件事了。我们的人生的道路上，我们常常会说：“天有不测风云。”
So as a Chinese, we quite understand this matter because we all said, a storm might arise in a clear sky, which means anything unexpected may happen.
人有旦夕祸福。
So humans' fortunes are unpredictable as like a weather.
因为我们没有一个人知道明天会有什么事会发生在我身上。
So none of us will know what will happen tomorrow.
我们只能祝福别人你一帆风顺，
多
多保重。
Yeah. So what can we do is we just telling people and give them our best wishes.
你知道有的时候有些风浪会突然临到我们。
So we know some storm will come upon us.
好像我们没有一点的准备。
So we are completely unprepared.
有些时候风浪是那么的强，它完全超过我们的能力所能应付的。
So the storm is is so strong and that we can't handle it.
所以在我们人的里边，很自然的就会对这些事情，对这些不测风云，会产生一种恐惧。
So we'll get a fear of this kind of storm, and we're afraid of that storm.
因为我们不知道风浪什么时候会来到。
So we're not sure when it will come up on us.
有的时候我们里边也会产生一些困惑，我们会问主说：“神啊，你是爱，为什么会容许这些风浪或者难处临到我们？”
So this might confuse us as well, and we're asking God, God, if you are the love, so why?You allowed us to suffer.
我想有一些事我们在这里要有的彼此的一个提醒。
So I think something we need to clarify.
我想所有的苦难，无论是疾病也好，死亡也好，仇恨也好，这些都不是出于神。
So something like a disease, like a death, like a hate,murder is not come from God.
这些都是从魔鬼撒旦来的。
They all from Satan.
因为自从人类堕落以后，人就把自己的主权交给了撒旦。
So since man's fall, and then man will give his power.
以至于魔鬼可以在人的中间兴风作浪，为所欲为。
So man just give his things to the Satan, and the Satan can do anything on our bodies.
所以使徒约翰在圣经里很清楚地告诉我们说，整个世界都握在那恶者的手下。
So the John told us that the whole world is under the evil one.
而我们知道那恶者魔鬼来就是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
And this evil one come is to he's going to destroy, kill, and steal.
今天你基督徒也好，你不是基督徒也好，我们在这个世上都会经历苦难。
So no matter you are a Christian or non-Christians, all of us will experience suffering.
不要以为只有基督徒才有苦难，不是的，世界上的人不信神的人也有苦难。
So not only Christians will experience the suffering, but non-Christians will experience as well.
也不要以为基督徒你信了主以后就没有苦难。
So you don't, please don't believe it's not true that if you're a believer in the Christ, you're not getting any suffering.
其实我们基督徒也一样经历许多的难处。
So as a Christian, we're getting a lot of troubles.
我们也会被裁员，我们会失业。
So we will lose jobs.
我们也会出车祸。
We will have a car accident.
我们同样也会面对生老病死。
So we're getting sick and then die.
但我们这里有一个提醒，我们信主的人最大的不同，就是所有这一切的遭遇临到我们，是经过神的允许。
So, there's a big difference is all these things come to us or getting permitted from God.
这是一个如此大的不同，也是如此重要的一个不同。
This is a very big difference and a very significant difference.
这在我们受苦的时候，在我们心中给我们是何等大的安慰。
This is what brings the comfort to us.
因为我们知道，当风浪或者苦难临到我们的时候，背后藏着爱我们的主的美意。
So when we think the sufferings come to us, we think behind of this suffering was God's good purpose.
他也在这些背后的难处，在这些难处的背后预备了给我们的祝福。
Behind the sufferings, there's a God's blessings inside.
让我们可以胜过我们周遭的环境。
Let us can overcome our difficulties.
我想有几处圣经，我们在这里特别提一下。我们看一下耶利米哀歌三章三十三节。
So we're going to read some Bible scripts. The Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 33.
这里圣经很清楚地告诉我们说，神不甘心使人受苦。
So the God is not willing to bring the affliction or grief to the people.
他还告诉我们说，他也不甘心叫人忧愁。
So he bring the grief to us.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的心。
So this is God's heart.
耶利米书第二十九章也说，他没有降灾祸的意念。
Jeremiah chapter 29, he said he has no plans to harm you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，有一件事，就是我们刚才所说的，所有的苦难临到我们，不是从神来的。
So the suffering and the troubles, they are not from God.
因为神对我们属他的儿女只有一个赐平安的意念，没有降灾祸的意念。
So the God's only things he will give us is blessing rather than trouble.
第二，以赛亚书六十三章九节告诉我们。
So in the Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9,
当神真的允许苦难或者难处临到我们的时候，他是陪着我们一同受苦。
So God will experience with us when we have to experience the sufferings.
而且我们经历主恩典的弟兄姊妹都可以向我们做见证，跟我们分享说，他不仅陪着我们，在苦难中，在难处中，神也赐下足够的力量和恩典来帮助我们度过。
So we were not in the sufferings, in troubles, and God will give us sufficient grace and strength that us to overcome these things.
他是一位担当我们忧患、背负我们重担、痛苦的慈爱的救主。
So in the gospel, it was said, he took up our infirmities and carried out our sorrows.
当一些经历过苦难的弟兄姊妹、前辈们跟我们交通说
，Some elders experienced the sufferings. They told us,
苦难真的不是神的目的。
So the suffering troubles are not God's purpose.
荣耀才是。
So glory is.
神让我们经历难处，让我们背负十字架。
So the God that us having us the troubles and difficulties, the cross.
十字架也不是神的目的。
The cross is not the purpose of God.
是经过十字架，主让我们更多的认识他的自己，他的慈爱。
So through the cross, Lord, let us knowing Him well.
所以，当我们回想我们前辈的年长的弟兄姊妹们，你看他们很多人经历了许多的，在生活中经历了许多的难处。有些时候是人常人所不能想象的。
So we can see a lot of elders experienced the sufferings, and some of these sufferings we can't imagine how they can experience.
你会发现很奇妙的一件事，经历这些难处，他们非但没有被打倒。
So you will find these very very amazing things. When they experience these sufferings, then they don't fall away.
他们的生命却越来越丰富。
So their life is getting much more abundant than before.
他们里边满有那一种世人所夺不走的安息、平安和喜乐。
In their heart, they'll get some the peaceful in their heart.
那什么是关键？
What's the key things?
就是关键是在于我们对苦难有没有一个正确的认识。
The key is, do we have the correct understanding about the sufferings?
当我们经历难处的时候，我们有没有得到主要我们所得的？
So we are in the sufferings. Do we get the God he wanted us to get?
如果说我们没有得到，那我们真的可以说是白白的受苦。
So if we don't get the things God want to give us, and we suffer in vain.
如果我们得到了主要我们所得到的，你会知道说主要将我们带到一个更丰富、更宽阔之地。
So if we got the things God will give to us, and then the God will bring us to abandon and broad places.
让我们的生命能够提高。
So our life going to grow.
那我们想藉着这一个短短的时间，我们来看一下风浪和苦难它的意义和价值到底是什么。
So next we're going to share about the volume and the means of the storm.
我想第一，风浪显明我们的信心。
So the storm will manifest our faith.
和我们生命实际的情形。
Our real situation of our life.
我们大家都知道，我们自己说我们是信神的。
So we are the believers. We think we are the believers.
但是我们对神的信心到底到一个怎样的地步？你知道吗？
So do you know the level of the faith you're in Jesus?
若不藉着风浪是显明不出来的。
So it's not through the storm, we couldn't see the quality of the faith.
所以圣经上讲得很清楚，信心是要经过试验的。
So in the Bible, it said faith need to be tested.
借着试验，就把你里边信心的程度，你的本质就显明出来。
So we will know the real situation and quality about your faith.
当你受到周遭环境冲击的时候，里面到底发出来什么呢？
So what you all have comes out from your heart when the environment comes up to you.
你如果里边装的是自私，很多的自私、骄傲、肉体和败坏。
So when your heart full of like pride, like a selfish, like wicked things.
那当你受到环境冲击的时候，你就发出这些东西来。
So when environment come to you, and then you will come out this stuff.
环境只不过是将你这里边真实的情形啊，揭发出来而已，显明出来。
The environment only manifest your real situation in your heart.
所以你不要埋怨神说，主啊，你为什么容许这样的事情发生在我身上，使得我大发脾气？
So you don't have reason to complain about this, and you're asking God, like, why God you allow this happen to me and make me so grumpy?
你知道，风浪没有将你的坏脾气制造出来。
So the storm is not the things will create you grumpies.
你周遭的环境和难处，只不过是将你里边这个情形揭发表现出来而已。
So the environment only manifests your real situation, your heart.
同样的，如果你今天里边装的是主的温柔、慈爱、怜悯。
So the other side, if you got God's gentleness and mercy in your heart,
那当你临到一个突发的环境，你里边就发出你真实的光景来。
So you will have the same, the different things from your heart.
当人在这里遇见，就是遇见主耶稣宝贵的生命。
So when you had this, and you will meet God's precious life.
你会发现很奇妙一件事。你知道，在圣经里面，当彼得在那里说"主啊，我甚至为你寻道都可以"，彼得就是这个意思。
Yeah, when Peter, it's the same story had happened to Peter in the Bible. Peter just saying, talk to Jesus, and he said, Rabbi, I would like to die for you.
你有没有看见主耶稣跟他更多的理论呢、啊？说彼得，你不会的，你会跌倒的。主耶稣有没有说？
Have we seen Jesus just argue with Peter about this? And he said, you're going to fall away because of this?
你看到后来环境一来，彼得自己都承认说，他自己都很吃惊，对他自己的表现很吃惊。
So, when the environment came up on Peter, and then Peter was on surprised about his performance.
为什么？因为他觉得他当初很自信，但是经过这环境的一下的冲击，他竟然可以来否认他所爱的耶稣。
So Peter, previously Peter was so confident about his faith, but he realized he's wrong.
所以我们的信心如何？我们的生命到底如何？
So our faith will show our how's our life.
常常要记着风浪来显明。
So the storm can show our quality of faith.
因为难处将我们里边真实的情形表现出来。
So the trouble, suffering will show us how's the things in our heart.
因为你知道很多的时候当环境一来我们才知道我这个人是如此的容易生气。
So the environment, when the environment come to us and we will know us we're so easy to get crumpled.
如此容易发失眠如此容易焦急。
So it's so easy to get sleepless or so easy to get nervous.
如此的容易妒忌。这些都是我平时所不知道。
So we didn't getting easily to getting jealous. So, but we didn't know if the environment hasn't come to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的信心如何是需要试炼的。
So our faith need to be tested.
因为真的不及着这些的环境的冲击，我们不知道我们里边真实的情形。
So we don't know what happened in our heart if we did nothing happen to us.
说真的，我们也不会产生真实的谦卑。
So we can't have the really humble in our heart.
从心里说，我觉得说我真的需要主。
So we will say it, Lord, we really need you.
我相信在那一次彼得失败以后，他真的再也不敢那样骄傲了，来自夸了。
So when Peter had that experience, I think he wouldn't like to be that confident by himself.
因为他知道说我这个人靠不住。
So he know he's not a reliable person.
那第二个，风浪逼着我们转向救主。
So the storm will turn us to the God.
在马可福音四章三十五到四十一节。
So in the book of Mark, chapter 4, 35 to 41.
这里有一个故事是我们大家都很熟的。
So that's a story we are quite familiar with.
它是讲到晚上门徒们和耶稣一起在船上。
So it would tell our story, the disciples and Jesus, they are in a boat.
那主耶稣累到一个地步，他到船后面去休息了。
So Jesus was so sleepy, and so she's sleeping in the boat.
圣经在这里说到，突然起了暴风。
So there's a furious storm come down to them.
这好像就像我们刚才所说的，我们人生的路上常会有不测风云。
It was like said, storm will happen unexpectedly in our life.
有的时候风，圣经这里告诉我们说，风强到一个地步，水都打到船里边去。
So the wind is so strong, so water will come into the boat.
我们知道在船上这些门徒啊，他们个个都是专业的渔夫啊。
So the disciples, most of them, they are professional fishermen.
他们从小就长在加利利的海边，他们从小就会打鱼的。
So they good at fishing because they are growing up in the seaside of the Galilee.
所以你仔细看这个故事的时候，你会很快就会发现，他们一开始这些渔夫啊，这些门徒都用自己的办法来解决。
So if you read this story carefully, and then you will see, get them own ideas before the story.
他们好像还没有想到主。
They didn't think about God.
但是当风浪大到一个地步，要将他们吞灭的时候， 他们觉得控制不住了。
So when the storm is so strong, and then the situation is out of control, they feel like couldn't handle it.
我就不知道这些啊，当我们读的这个故事的时候，你能不能跟我们自己的生命连在一起？你思考一下。
Do you think there are any connections with our lives?
我在想啊，我们在座的像。我们因为不是二十几岁的年轻人，我们多多少少好像经过一些大大小小的风浪，一些难处。
So we are now the young people. I think we all experience some suffering, some trouble.
再试想，我们试想一下，如果有一天我们碰到这样一个难处，是我们自己不能控制、招架不住，我们怎么办？
So, do you think this question, if we have like this situation, everything is under control, we can't handle it, what can we do?
纷浪逼着我们转向救主。
The storm forces us to turn us to God.
我想在基督徒中间，在基督教有一句名言，大家都很熟的，就是人的尽头就是神的起头。
So among the Christianity, there's a very famous saying. It's saying the end of the human is the beginning of the God.
我们人好像有一个很有个通性，有个通病。
So we have this common habits.
当我们觉得我们还可以解决一些问题的时候，我们不需要主，我们不需要神。
So we think if we got the ability to do something, we think we don't need God.
我们特别是在传福音的时候，我们碰到一些福音朋友。
When we preaching the gospel, we meet some gospel friends.
有些人他觉得我活得好好的，你不要跟我讲这些救主的事情。
They said I have a good life and I don't need to listen this the message about the severe.
你看我是凭着良心做事，我靠着自己的勤奋、努力和智慧建立起我的事业。
I live on my conscience, and I build my business from nothing with my own hands.
但是你会发现一件很奇怪、奇妙的事情。
So you will find one thing is amazing.
当有一天等到死亡的威胁突然临到他的时候。
So when death threaten him suddenly,
你会发现这个人的改变会是如此的巨大。
So this person will get a very significant change.
他整个人可以完全的崩溃。
He will completely collapse.
因为他从来都没有想到死亡可以离他这么近。
So he never think the death, death no way to get so close to him.
死亡可以这样残忍的临到他。
So the death will come to him like this.
所以人招架不住了，可以完全的崩溃。
So the man make collapse because he couldn't handle it.
所以我们刚才所说的弟兄姊妹们，当风浪临到我们的时候，不仅仅显明我们的信心和生命的实情。
So like I mentioned above, when the storm come to us, it will show us our faith.
当风浪不断加强，超过我们所能控制、所能掌管的时候
，So when the storm's getting stronger, and then which is out of control,
它常常会逼着我们谦卑的转向救主。
It will make us humble and turn us to God.
你知道，在我们的日常生活中，我们很多的时候，我们很自然的会用自己的办法，先用自己的办法来解决所遇见的困难。
So in our daily life, we will prefer to use our own solutions to solve the problems.
我们很多的时候都一直等到事情事态已经变得非常非常糟糕，超出我们控制的时候，我们才想到说，哎呀，我要求主了，我自己不行了。
So we're just waiting the things getting worse and worse and out of control, until out of control, and we're just thinking we need God.
可能有两种情形，一种我们很谦卑地来到主的面前说，主啊，你救我，因为我要丧命了。
Might happen. One is we just come to the God and begging, and then saying praying for us and say God save us.
或者就像圣经里边彼得，他当时用一个什么样的一个口气啊？ 我们从字面上，圣经字面上看，好像他是有一种埋怨的口气。他说：“主啊，我丧命了，你不管吗？”
So the other thing is like Peter, he talked in the Bible, and then he just like a little bit like complains, and he said, "God, I'm going to die. You don't care about me."
但是弟兄姊妹们，不管怎么样，我们很感谢爱我们的慈爱的救主耶稣。
So anyway, we thank you to our Lord, our precious God.
主就起来斥责这个风浪。
So God, Jesus to rebuke the wind and the waves.
他平静了风浪，带我们过去。
He calmed the wind and the waves, and then just take us getting through this.
我相信有很多弟兄姊妹可能听过这个小故事。
I think some of our brothers and sisters might had heard this story.
以前在欧洲有一个国王。
Is a king in Europe.
当他的国家越来越强大的时候
，When his country getting bigger and stronger，
他攻克了一座又一座的城市。
So he conquered many many cities.
到最后，他拥有50个坚固的城市。
So he has 50 cities.
他忘记了这些都是神的恩典和怜悯。
He forgot all this is from God's grace and mercy.
他就慢慢的开始飘飘然了。
So he's just getting proud of this.
他慢慢地忽略了神，也疏远了神。
So he just ignored God and then getting far away from God.
后来神在他周围兴起一个非常强大的仇敌。
And then the God is just rising powerful enemies around him.
一直不停地攻打他。
So just have keep fighting with him.
然后慢慢地他50座城市一座一座地失去。
So his 50 cities are getting lost one by one.
到最后连他的京城也不保。
So in the end, his capital city couldn't keep as well.
他就带着非常极少数的随从从那里逃出去。
So he just escaped from the capital city with some fellows.
那后面的追兵就紧紧地追着他。
So some the enemies will pursue him all the time.
他就一直逃。逃到山上
，So he just escaped and then he just went to a mountain.
最后他实在走投无路，因为那时候只剩下他一个人了，随从都跑光了。
So that time is only himself and then not any fellow with him.
他走投无路，因为那个时候他已经差不多要逃到山顶了。
So there's no way out, and because he going to reach the top of the mountain.
就在这个时候。当风浪已经超过他完全能够预想或者控制的时候
，At this time, so everything is out of control.
他终于转向了神。
So he turned himself to God.
他向神呼求祷告说：“神啊，求你怜悯我，求你救我。”
So he prayed God, and said, "God, please save me. May God get mercy on me."
但他祷告完以后，他回头一看。
So when he prayed, and then he turned his back.
那座山的边上有一个山洞。
He found his cave in the mountain.
他根本想都不想，一头就钻进去。
So he just went to the cave immediately.
那么底下的追兵很快就追上来了。
When the enemies came up.
你知道，就在他一头钻进洞里以后，神很奇妙地做一件事。
So when he went into the cave, and then the God was doing something.
神叫了一只大蜘蛛在这个洞的门口啊，接了一个非常大的厚实的网。
So God doing amazing things. God just sent a spider, and then just making a very big web outside the cave.
所以当追兵一追上来以后。有人一眼就看见这个山洞，要进去找他。
When the enemies came, and then some people just saw this cave, and then they decided to get into the cave and then going to search it.
但这个士兵的队长就骂他说：“你怎么会愚笨到这样一个地步
？”But the leader of the enemies saying, "How foolish you are!"
你看这个洞门口有这么大一个蜘蛛网在，里边怎么会有人呢？
So can you see there's a so big spider web outside the cave? How do you think there's someone inside?
所以他们就离开了。
So they left.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个国王在这里经历了他所信靠、他所呼求的主是怎么一位伟大的神。
So the king, he really experienced what kind of God, how great the God.
这个国王就说，他说我五十座城却比不上一个非常脆弱的蜘蛛网。
So the king said, I have been 50 cities, but the 50 cities is no better than this weak spider web.
五十座城不能救我。保护我的性命，而一个脆弱的蜘蛛网却救了我一命。
So the 50 cities couldn't save me, protect me, but this weak spider web saved me.
所以巴不得，当我们在人生的道路上，当我们有的时候遇到苦难、遇到风浪的时候
，So in our life, if we come across some sufferings or trouble,
我们真的要学习越早越快的。转向耶稣。
So we need to learn, turn to the God, as soon as possible.
当我们越早越快地转向耶稣，我们就能越早地得到他的拯救和怜悯。
So if we turn to our Lord as soon as possible, and we're getting saved, earlier.
你知道，当我们没有遭遇风浪，或者我们所遭遇的风浪是我们控制的时候，我们很少会想到耶稣。
If we didn't experience any suffering or trouble, or we can't think about God.
这是我们旧造生命里边的一个软弱。
It's our weakness in our flesh.
你知道我们在传福音的时候，有的时候会听到福音朋友很直截了当的就跟我们说。
So some gospel friends were told us immediately.
哎呀，他说福音啊，都是你们这些有病的、软弱的。失败的痛苦的人所需要的，我不需要。
So, the gospel needed by the person who is sick, who is poor, who is disabled, like these people, they need the gospel.
当我们听到这些话的时候，有的时候我们有的时候真的里边会觉得很不服气。
So we was definitely disagree with them when they talking about this.
但是当我安静仔细。安静下来仔细想的时候
When I'm thinking deeply
我们才真的不得不承认说
We have to say
如果人不被神带到这个地步
So if man didn't bring doesn't bring to this stage
人就不会产生在神面前真正的谦卑和需要。
So the man couldn't have the humble heart or the real needs from God.
你知道在圣经上主耶稣自己也说。
So in the Bible, Jesus said,
健康的人用不着医生。
So
有病的人才需要医生。
So the healthy people, they don't need a doctor, but the sick people, they need doctor.
我们这里不是说神或者喜欢我们遇到风浪。
So we're not talking about a God like us to have suffering.
但是对我们这些软弱的人来说
So for our weak person,
不急着风浪，我们真的很难或者很少真心的起来需要依靠耶稣。
So we can't really want it to come to the Lord if we don't experience any sufferings or storms.
那下面我们说到风浪也帮助我们真认识神。
So the storm will let us to know God truly.
刚才我们有提到说，前辈一些年长的弟兄姊妹们，他们经历了许多的难处和风浪。
So a lot of brothers and sisters they in front of us and then they experience some storms.
他们非但没有被打倒，他们的生命却越活越丰盛。
So they didn't getting fall away.But they're getting abundant life, better life.
为什么呢？因为风浪使他们真正经历了神。
Why? Because the storm will let them experience God.
真正认识了我们的主耶稣。
And knowing God.
在圣经里边有一个人物，我们大家都很熟悉的约伯。
So we know Job in the Bible.
约伯在他旋风中，他认识了他所信的神是怎样的一位神。
So Job just know what God he believed in the storm.
我们在圣经约伯记里边很清楚的看见。
So we can see that in the book of Job.
旋风真的好像把约伯所有的一切全部都打掉。
So the storm like destroyed everything of from Job.
都剥夺了，都打碎。
So it's destroyed completely.
这个旋风就好像一个巨大的苦难临到了约伯。
It's like a very, very big suffering come up to Job.
但是约伯经历了这个旋风的以后。
So when he experienced this storm,
这个旋风好像把他从地上带到了天上。
So this storm take him from the earth to the heaven.
真的把他对神的认识是从肤浅的属地的带到了天上去。
So make his life getting from the shallow, from the earthly, and then bring him up to the heavenly.
以至于他在圣经上记载他说的一句话是我们大家一直很喜欢的。
So we all know his famous word.
约伯说我从前分文有你，现在而今我是亲眼看见。
So my eyes had heard, my ear had heard of you, but my eyes have seen you.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这样一些经过苦难、经过难处或者风浪的一些经历和认识，让我们能够产生真正的信心。
So through this experience, through this suffering we had, will help us to know God.
这就是但以理所说的，唯有认识神的子民必刚强行事。
So only the person who knows God will getting strong.
当我们没有经历过的时候，我们里边会害怕。
When we never experience, we're getting afraid of the sufferings.
但是当你经历过以后，你会体会到一件事。
If you experience, you will realize one thing.
环境是真的。
So the environment is real.
苦难也是真的。
The suffering are real.
我们这个人要往下沉，也是真的。
So we are going to fall away, that's true.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们有一个很真实的一个提醒。
We have a very, very true reminder.
我们所依靠的主更是真的。
So our Lord is the truth, is the real as well.
他的信实是我们的依靠。
His trustworthy.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要自己来经历。
So we need to experience him.
为什么风雨和难处会使让我们的信心能够成长？
So why the storm or the sufferings will make us grow?
其实风雨本身不给我们信心。
So suffering or the troubles couldn't give us faith.
但是我们在风浪中的经历却让我们产生了信心。
So the experience after the sufferings or trouble will give us faith.
因为我们在经历中，我们经历了神的信实。
So in our experience, we experienced God's trustworthy.
经历了他是如此的爱我们。
So we can experience how he loved us.
你知道，在我们刚才所读到这些圣经经文里边记载那个故事里边，我们看见当时门徒们是如何的吃惊呢？当主耶稣平静了风浪以后
，So when God calmed the wind and then the waves, so how surprised you can see the disciples.
门徒们吃惊地说：“这到底是谁
？”So the disciples saying, "Who are you?"
弟兄姊妹，你知道这些门徒跟主耶稣是吃在一起、睡在一起、行在一起，他们也亲眼看见主耶稣行了很多的神迹奇事。
So these disciples, they walk with Lord, and they eat with Lord, and they sleep with Lord, and they are doing all the things with Lord.
但是每一个新的经历让他们对主产生一个新的认识。
So through this new experience, they have a new knowing about Lord.
所以我们要彼此提醒说，当我们遭遇难处的时候，我们不是在那里坐以待毙。
So when we have the trouble or sufferings, we can't only sit there.
好像说我们的注意力全部注意在我要怎么逃生，我要怎样找出路来救我自己。
So we can't only focus on the trouble and then just find out the how's where's the way out and then where's the solutions.
而我们需要有一个信心向主说，主，你让我经历你是真实。
So we need have a faith and we pray like this. God, we trust you and then we know you are trustworthy.
你知道我们我们年轻的时候，我们去找年长的弟兄，前面的弟兄姊妹去交通。
So when I'm young, so I just seek advice from the elders.
我们常常好像里边啊积蓄了一肚子的怨气，或者说跟年长弟兄说，哎呀某某弟兄啊姊妹啊，你看看我为什么临到这些大的难处。
So we just have a lot of complaints in our heart.And then we just come to these elders, the brothers and sisters, and we're just asking, why we get so many this trouble and or sufferings.
那年长的弟兄常常会跟我说，跟我们说，哎呀，弟兄啊，这是神对你的祝福啊。
So the brothers and sisters will talk to me, and they will say, this is the blessings from God.
我们有的时候会讲，会觉得说，他不是在讲反话吗？
We're just thinking, is a joke?
其实你现在经历过以后，回过头来想一想，它真的完全是真话。
So when you just look back to what they talking, so we're just thinking, they talked is the truth.
你若不经历难处，我们如果不经历难处，我们如何能够更深的认识神？
So if we didn't get through the sufferings, trouble, how can we know God better?
我们如果不经历难处，我们怎么能够从心里真正看别人比自己强？
So if we didn't get any, never get any sufferings, and how come we can know, treat other people better than us?
难处真的让我们显出我们里边生命的真实情形。
So the sufferings will manifest our reality in our heart.
经历了我的失败以后，我才在主面前很谦卑地说，主，我靠不住。
So we experience this stuff and would truly understand we are no reliable person.
我没有高言大志，我也不敢讲高言大志。
I can't speak any some like proud things. Yeah.
因为真的都是你的恩典、怜悯和保守。
It's all your mercy, your grace, and then you help us.
所以风浪使我们经历主是如此的真实。
So through the storm, and then let us know God is real.
直到好像保罗在身上所说的，我真知道我所信的是谁。
So like Paul saying, I truly know who he is.
我也真知道他能保全我所交托信托他的。
So he can help me to keep what I trust in him.
那还有真信心可以让我们凌驾于风浪之上。
The true faith can let us over the wind and then the waves.
我们读一处的圣经，马太福音。
Let us read the Bible, book of Matthew,
十四章二十二到三十三节。
Chapter 14 and 22 to 23.
我想我很快的去读一下，因着时间的关系，大家就不读了。耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开。散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。那时船在海中，阴风不顺，被浪摇撼。夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走，往门徒那里去。门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，便害怕喊叫起来。耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。只因见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说，主啊，救我。耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说，你这小信的人哪，为什么疑惑呢？他们上了船，风就住了。在船上的人都拜他说，你真是神的儿子。 我们知道说风浪不仅仅显明我们的信心和生命的实情。
So the storm, no matter, manifest our, quality of faith.
大的风浪也将我们逼向我们的救主。
So the big storm will force us to turn to God.
让我们在风浪中对神产生的信心有一个真的认识。
So, through the storm, we'll getting the true faith from God.
刚才我们所读的这一段经文里边。
So we read this Bible telling us.
我们看见主说话。
So we know that God talked to us.
就说你们放心，是我，不要怕。
So Lord saying, don't be afraid, it's me.
而且主也对彼得说，你来吧。
So God talked to Peter, come.
所以彼得就凭着信心从船上下来，走在海上。
So Peter just got down out of the boat and walk on the water.
我告诉你，如果主没有说话，我们自己下来，我们会遭到灭顶之灾，对不对
？So if Lord didn't talk to us and we walk on the water, we're getting trouble.
所以在希伯来书里边
，So in Book of Hebrews.
讲到以色列百姓因着信心就过了红海。
So the Israelite people come across the Red Sea.
但圣经
in faith.
圣经后面写到说，埃及人试着要过去，却被海水吞没了。
So the Egypt soldiers they would like to go through as well, but they couldn't.
当彼得凭着信心在海上走的时候，是因着主叫他过去。
So when Peter walked on the water, it's because God told him to do it.
彼得用信心来回应神的呼召。
So Peter just responds with faith to God's words.
他就起来下船走在水面上。
So he just got up and then got down to the boat and out of the boat.
在旧约以赛亚书四十一章十节里边告诉我们。
In the Isaiah Chapter 41, verse 10.
Verse 10. 你不要怕，因为我与你同在。
So don't be afraid, I'll be with you.
不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。
Don't be terrified, because I'm your God.
主也说，你若信，在信的人凡事都能。
If you believe, we can do anything.
有时候神让我们凭着信心能够走出船来。
So sometimes God led us to get off the boat in faith.
在这里，弟兄姊妹们，请你想一想，我们今天要问一个问题：你的船是什么
？So brothers and sisters, we're going to ask you a question. What's your boat?
是我名下的物业吗？是我手中的存款吗
？So is your properties or your bank savings?
是我工作的保障吗？
So is your job?
是医生对我的承诺，还是我吃了很多的保健品？保健品对我的保证吗
？So is the advice from your doctors, or the like drugs, or like supplements from your doctors?
我们的保证在乎神那里。
What's your guarantee? The guarantee is from God.
所以实在我们需要在主面前好好的祷告。
So we need a pray in front of God.
我们真的不要让环境随便的过去。
We don't let the environment pass by randomly.
其实很多的难处纷浪临到我们都有神的美意。
So that's a good plans or purpose from God when we have sufferings or trouble.
我想我们如果要有力量去面对我们所遇到的难处。
If we want to have the strength to facing the sufferings,
有一件事情很重要，我们要注重我们平日里是如何生活的。
So one thing is very important. We need to pay attention to our daily life.
我们要注意我们信心的培育和成长。
We need to pay attention to the faith growth and growth of our faith.
我们知道信心不是一个感觉，也不是心理作用。
So the faith is not like a feeling.Or the psychological things.
信心是一个生命。
The faith is a life.
所以他需要成长。
So he need to grow.
他需要粮食去喂养。
So he needs the food to feed him.
那么什么是信心的粮食？
So what's the food of the faith?
其实我们不管每天在主面前灵修，读主的话语，与主的交通，向主的祷告。
So no matter what we're doing in front of God, like we praise, like we meditation, and like we reading Bible,
这些都是我们信心的粮食。
They're all the food for our faith.
因为这些都会影响到当风浪难处来到的时候我们如何去面对。
So they will affect our faith and then they ask to have the strength to facing the sufferings.
我在想我讲了很多我最近刚才跟弟兄姊妹们分享说为什么我里边有这样一个负担。
So I share a lot of things with brothers and sisters.But I just thinking why I got this kind of burden in my heart.
因为我在想，不只是我在这里跟弟兄姊妹交通，其实很多的话也是提醒我自己。
So I had a fellowship with brothers and sisters, but I think this was still remind me as well.
我想很多弟兄姊妹都知道我的情形。
So a lot of brothers and sisters know my situation.
我也跟弟兄姊妹们交通过，在三年前，神很奇妙的带领我进入一家新的公司。
So in 3 years, because of God's grace, and then I got a job in a new company.
那么因为工作的要求，我在几个月以后我会派去海外工作。
So a couple of months later, as being required, I will go overseas.
整个 project 是三年的时间。
So it will take 3 years to finish this project.
当我在去的前面，我所有的同事都很吃惊。他说：“你怎么会接受这个 offer？”
So all my colleagues, they are so surprised, and then they ask me, "Why you take this offer?"
因为我有同事被派去欧洲、瑞士的，有去别的国家的。
So some colleagues were sent to other countries, Europe, Swiss.
但是被我碰到了，正好是去太平洋的一个岛国 TNG。
So I was sent to a small island in the Pacific.
所以当我听到这个情形的时候，很多人都跟我讲，那个地方去不得。
So a lot of people were saying it's not a good place to go.
因为曾经看过一篇文章说，全世界评为最危险的城市就是它的首都 Moresby。
So there's a most dangerous city around the world. One is on this list is this island's capital city.
抢劫啊，强奸啊，暴力啊，是家常便饭。
So it's a lot of robbery, rape, and violent things happen all the time.
那差不多在大约半年前，我就在主面前一直为着这些事情。我们全家都迫切地祷告。
So I pray for these things last 6 months.
我们慢慢看，就看见神在我里边的开路，神在我前面的开路。
So I think God opened a way for me.
所以差不多，我大概在几个月以后我就去了。
So a couple of months later, I will go there.
我真的不知道前面的路是如何。
I don't know clearly about the future.
所以当我在神面前祷告的时候，我好像看见前面有许多的黑暗，有一些风浪。
So when I prayed in front of God, I will see some darkness in front.
所以为什么我里边就有这样一个负担，跟弟兄姊妹们交通今天这一篇的信息？
So that's why I shared this burden with brothers and sisters.
我实在知道说我们需要将自己放在神的手中。
So I think we need to put ourselves in the hands of the God.
因为从人的本性来讲，好的地方我们都想去。
So it's our nature, we prefer or would like to go to the better place.
因为我知道很多弟兄姊妹也很爱我，一听到去那个地方，大家都说，哎呀，求神改变计划，你不要去了。
So I talked to a lot of brothers and sisters, and then they're saying, hopefully you can change your mind, and then or change your plan. Don't go there. It's not a good place.
我想如果今天去欧洲，很多弟兄姊妹都觉得，哎，你还是去吧，好。
So if my plan is going to the Europe, and many people will agree with me.
我在想，神难道不知道吗？主当然知道。
So I know God truly knows.
因为我们这个人。都在主的手中。
So our whole ourselves is in God's hand.
前面的道路我看不见，但是主知道。
So my future I couldn't see clearly, but I know God, He knows.
主借着这样的环境来锻炼我们。
So God rising this environment and then test us.
我是做一个忠心的人，还是做一个逃兵？
So if you'll be like a loyal Christian or like a unloyal Christian.
所以我们在这里真是彼此的勉励，彼此的劝勉。
So we just encourage us one another.
我也需要弟兄姊妹为我的代祷。
So I need the brothers and sisters' prayers.
求主怜悯我。
So my God mercy on us, on me.
我们信息就停在这里。
So our message stop here.
我们一同低头有个祷告。
So we have some pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
God, we thank